The first reading this morning is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 24. It can be found on page 23 in your pew Bibles. And we're starting to read at verse 1. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, "Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac." The servant asked, "What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from?" "Make sure that you do not take my son back there," Abraham said. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there." This is the word of the Lord.
We're going to play a little game to begin with. It's called Finding the Wife For. Finding the Wife For. So there's a picture. I hope it comes up on the screen. Finding the Wife For. Finding the Wife For. Come on, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Kate. Middleton. You got 1 point. Remember this point on that side? That's the first wife. Okay, finding a wife for. Michelle Obama, one each. Next wife, next husband, I should say. Theresa May, two, one. Did I hear any boos about Theresa May? We don't want any boos about Theresa May here. All right, finding a wife for. Nikki, I couldn't find a picture for Nikki. So Nikki, stand up. There was nothing online. Let's give her a round of applause. She's married to Simon. So there we are. It must be 3-1. Finding a wife, 4. Angelina Jolie. Let's have the picture up there, and let's have a go to the next one as well. Because, you see, sometimes it goes wrong. They are still married at the moment, I'm told, because they can't quite agree the divorce settlement. So they are still married. But sometimes it goes wrong. And that's why it's right that we take time to find the right partner. And even then, sometimes it goes wrong. So getting the right partner, following God's principles for getting the right partner, is absolutely, that's what we should be doing. Now, this is the problem that Abraham faced. We can go on to the last slide there. This is the problem that Abraham faced. Finding the right wife for his son, Isaac. Now, Abraham's had this great promise from God that he would, he would leave his home and he would go to a place which he didn't know. And God said, "I will make you the father of a huge nation." There was a problem back then. The problem was Abraham was rather old, and his wife Sarah was also rather old, and they had no children. So that was the problem. And over the last few weeks, we followed the ups and we followed the downs as this couple believed God, and eventually Isaac was born. Well, now Sarah is dead, and Isaac is the promised child. But he's not married. He's nearly 40, though, so we better get a move on because his dad, Abraham, is knocking on death's door as well. So Abraham thinks, "I better help my son out." That's actually how they did it back in those days, by the way. So Abraham sends his servant off to go and find a wife for Isaac. And there's three conditions. Those three conditions there. She must not be a Canaanite. She must be from Abraham's extended family, and she must be prepared to come back to the promised land. Now, Abraham's not a racist. He knows there's plenty of pretty girls in Cana, but there was a problem with them. they did not follow God. And that's the first principle. That's the first principle I want you to take away with you this morning. Believers should marry believers. As Christians, we're called to be holy. We're called to be separate. We're called to be different. We have different values, perhaps, to the world around us. And it's hard to live by those values if you're married to someone who does not share those values. And so God will make it a law. So in Deuteronomy, this is what God said. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Do not intermarry with the people around you. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me and serve other gods. And St. Paul takes that same sort of theme up in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So the first lesson, find the right partner, someone who shares our beliefs. And the second lesson is believing God's promises. Isaac was not to go back to his father's land. He was to stay in the promised land. That was the place where God's promise would come true. So if Isaac went all the way back, he was throwing away God's promises and all that God had said he would do. So Abraham was trusting that God would find the right person and that they would want to come back to the right place. Because this is the land of God's promise. We'll come back to the rest of this account a little bit later on. But first, we're going to sing. Do please join in. Da-da, 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 da-da. No, we've cut that now, cut that. Anyone know the theme tune? No. I know you won't, you won't. Come on, some of you older ones should know. Blind Date by Cilla, Cilla Black. All right, you remember that now? You had three girls sitting here on some funny stools, and they had a big sort of screen coming there, and a poor bloke would be sitting here. And he wouldn't see the girls. I think actually they might have met up somewhere beforehand, but he wouldn't have seen them really. And he asked three questions. And the questions, they're designed to find a little bit out about the, well, the qualities of the girl. And then he gets rid of two, and as two come past one by one, he's, oh, because she looked gorgeous or whatever. And then the third one comes out. And you know whether it's going to work or not because, yeah. Anyway, how is this servant going to choose the bride for Isaac? And the first thing he does is he goes to the place where all the talent is going to be. He goes to the well because that's where all the girls are going to come. They collect water to take home for their families. So that's the first thing he does. He goes to the well. And the second thing he does is he prays. O Lord my God, my master of Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that I say to a girl, please let down your jar, and may I have a drink? And she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. That's his prayer. Now, I need to say that's not the kind of prayer that I would advise you to make. May the right girl have a love of camels. That's not necessarily the kind of prayer I would say. But, we need to see behind those words. Because, you see, his priority is not about her looks. He doesn't pray, may she be the best-looking girl in the whole wide world. He doesn't pray that at all. What he's actually asking for, if you go behind the words, is he's looking for some qualities in the right girl. He's wanting the girl to be kind and considerate and loving. Someone who's going to go the extra mile. And the thing is, before he's finished praying, this girl comes along. And the interesting thing is, she's from the right family. She is beautiful. And she's a virgin, so she's able to be married. And she has a thing for camels. Deary me. And this is what she says. He asks, please give me a drink. And this is what she says. It's verse 18 there. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. And after she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have finished drinking. Now, camels, by the way, camels, anyone know how much camels can drink? Quite a lot. 20 to 25 gallons of water. Do you know how many camels he had with him? Take a look back at verse 10. Take a look back at verse 10, I think it is. And you'll find he had 10 camels. 10 camels. So quick bit of maths there. 20 to 25 gallons per camel. How much water is needed? Between 200 and 250. Who said that? Oh, well done. Hope you're getting an A star in your maths. Between 200 and 250 gallons of water. This poor girl, you know, she's going to be going backwards and forwards with this water. She's going way beyond the call of duty here, isn't she? This is the right girl. And he snaps a nose ring on her and some bracelets, verse 22, if you read that through there. Now, that's like putting an engagement ring on, by the way, all right? That's like he's snapped her up now. This is the right girl. And now he's got to go and ask the family's permission to take her home. But before he does that, he thanks God. So verse 26 there, he bows down and he worships the Lord. Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives. This whole choice is wrapped up in prayer. So the first lesson, find the right partner, someone who's going to share our beliefs. The second lesson, believe God's promises. And the third lesson, wrap our lives in prayer, especially the decisions and especially the important decisions we have to make. Surround them in prayer.
This read begins with verse 61. Then Rebekah and her attendants got ready and mounted the camels and went back with the man. So the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai Roy, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebekah also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, "Who was that man in the field coming to meet us?" "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. This is the word of the Lord.
So the servant has got the girl now. That's good, isn't it? But he's now got to convince her family. So he tells them the whole story, everything that's happened. And you know, when you meet the relatives, there's often that slightly dodgy one, isn't there? Didn't you find that? There's always a dodgy one in the family. And, her brother Laban, he's one of them. Read on and you'll find out about his dodgy dealings later on in the book of Genesis. But anyway, he's noticed the nose ring and he's noticed the bracelets and his eyes, they go ka-ching. They see money, all right? That's what they see. But then he sees the camels and he totals them up, you know? Anyone been to Israel and been offered camels for your wife or whatever? You know? No? It happens, by the way. Camels or donkeys, they offer that. But anyway, he's seen these things and he's thinking money. Nevertheless, verse 50, which we haven't had read, verse 50, this is what he says. Laban and Bethuel answered, "This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. This is from the Lord. He recognizes that. But when the servant says, fine, now send me away. My job's done. Let me go home and take Rebecca with me. There's a little bit of a... Because Laban thinks, well, there'll be more money in this. We keep the camels here. And he actually says, it's verse 55, if you want to find it. Verse 55, let the girl remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go. Now, they like understating things here. You know when we say, just wait a minute, what do mums mean when they say, wait a minute? What do mums mean? An hour? You're lucky. A whole day, it might be. So when he says 10 days, it could mean, let's wait anything up to a year. Right? Because he sees money. Money. He's got to pay for the camels to be fed and watered here. In fact, some of them might die here so we can eat their meat. And others might come along as well. That's what he's thinking. He's thinking that. But anyway, they decide they will ask Rebecca. And Rebecca says, I will go. Now, this is a girl after Abraham's heart. Do you see that? She's got the promise of her husband, who she's not seen yet. But she's heard how God's hand has been upon Abraham and upon how God's hand has been upon the servant finding her. And she's got a heart for adventure and following God's call. So she's not like her brother at all. She's a godly girl. And so they make the journey back to Cana. And now, can I have a volunteer? A volunteer. Yeah, out you come, out you come. That's very good. By the way, one thing you learn in the army, never volunteer for anything. But never mind, never mind. You volunteer now, so it's a bit too late. There we are. Don't worry, you'll find out in a minute. Have another volunteer. I need a male this time. Yes, out you come. You've already volunteered. You didn't learn the lesson the first time. Yeah, you can stick that on. That will, put it on. You come over here. You come over here. No, you stay over there. You come over here. You come over here. You come over here. And we need another volunteer as well. A man this time. A man. An older man. Go on, don't make me have to pick. Pick who? Where's Ezra? Who's Ezra? He's too small. Can't pick Ezra. Come on. I'll have to pick someone. I have to volunteer. Stephen, out you come. Out you come. There you go. So you are going to be the servants. You're leading the camels. You are Rebecca, and you are Isaac in the field. So I want you to come kneel down here because you're meditating in the fields. All right? So you're meditating in the fields. You're Rebecca, and you're the servant leading the camels. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to act out what we read here, okay? Now, we need some love music. So you're going to sing the love music, all right? I'm not really sure what love music sounds like, so we're going to have... Come on, let's have it a bit louder. Right, that will do. We'll cut that out for minutes. And then we're going to have some nice lights, okay? We can't really get the lights changing here. So just imagine some pink sort of lighting, all right? And and Rebecca's coming along on the camel, and there's Isaac meditating behind the thing. And Isaac, look up. Look up and look into Rebecca's eyes. And Rebecca looks down. And that's exactly what she does, isn't it? She says, oh, who's that bloke? And she covers it around her face, that's right. And then at the same time, she gets off the camel. And Isaac gets up out of his seat. And you have to do this bit in slow motion now. And they run to each other. Come on, Isaac. Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. They always say don't work with animals and children, don't they? Because they never do what you want. Notice the order, by the way. She became his wife and he loved her. She became his wife and he loved her. Nowadays, we talk about falling in love and then they get married. And we talk about love as being a feeling. And so we fall in and we fall out of love. Because that's what happens, isn't it? But actually, he married her. And then he loved her. Love, you see, is something that we need to work at. And so in the Bible, husbands are commanded to love their wives. We can't command feelings. So the love between a husband and wife is more than a feeling. It's something we have to work at. Because sometimes, I'm sure, I do stuff which makes my wife feel very unloving towards me. And I'm sure she does as well. It's for me. And I have to remind myself, I love her. And I've got to work at that. So he took her to be his wife, and he loved her. Was it a happy ever after story? Well, you'll need to read that on through the next few chapters. But following God and his purposes for our lives, even in choosing a partner, well, the blessings follow. Even as we go through the ups and downs of the life of life, if we're following God, the blessings follow. Isaac has a wife who is loving and compassionate and kind and generous and is just like his father without the beard. Okay? She's prepared to follow God no matter what in the adventure of life. And Abraham, he believed God. Even when it looked impossible, God's love and providence made it all happen. So Abraham can die knowing that his family line is going to continue. Boy has met girl, and things will happen. And we know they did, because Israel's around. And guess what? We are children of Abraham. So we're going to finish just by standing up, please. Stand up. All of you, stand up. And we're going to sing a song. Join in when you get it. Father Abraham has many sons has Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord right on. Father Abraham has many sons has Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord right on, my flam. Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord right arm, left arm, right leg. Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right arm, left leg, Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham, I am one of them, so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right arm, left leg, nod your head, turn around, sit down. Amen.